everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And later in the show, we're going to be joined, well, we've got a treat for you, Luke Edwards from 26-0 will be joining us for a good old-fashioned fixture preview. We're also going to be catching up this week with the managers at Morpeth Town and Workington. But before all of that, it's a big welcome back to the show for a look back at all last weekend's results across the Northern Premier League Premier Division to your friend of mine. Welcome back to James Hayes.
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
Well, let's kick the show off good and proper. Talk about Radcliffe. A 2-1 win at the new Manor Ground against Ilkeston. Both teams going down to 10 men in this game. What can you tell us about it, James?
You could see why Ilkeston were pushing towards the playoff positions. As yeah, Radcliffe were made to work for that result there at the same time. Obviously, taking the lead early doors. Liam Maynard went off injured after his goal. Connor Dixon with a fantastic goal like early on in the second half. Obviously, they've only 16 points off the title now themselves. They know it's in their hands with results this weekend. It's gone in Radcliffe's favour, how it's fallen.
Yeah, it's like a bit like after you, Claude, isn't it? In the rest of the playoff positions, we've got a new team in second position, and that's Marine. And the gap now between Radcliffe and second place is 16 points with 9 games left to play. It is starting to feel like a bit of a farewell tour now, all of a sudden, in this closing couple of months for Radcliffe. It's a very commanding position the team finds itself in at the moment. But Marine are in second spot, regaining that position following a 4-0 win over Bradford Park Avenue. And Bradford Park Avenue were a difficult proposition heading into this game, I think, for Neil Young's side. So to not just pick up the win, but to score 4 goals on Merseyside against Bradford Park Avenue is quite the result, I'm going to say, for Marine.
Yeah, again, Bobby Grant coming back in to pick up the goals and ignoring the defeat to Radcliffe, looking at their form, pick up the wins on a regular basis as well. And obviously, in the next couple of weeks, they've got the likes of, they've got Macclesfield this weekend as well. So a big, big opportunity there for both sides.
Yeah, big, big game. But for Marine, back to winning ways, like you say, James, after that Radcliffe defeat, and very impressively. And now we can say 1 defeat in 8 games for Marine. So it's a good run that Neil Young's side is on at the moment. Hyde United have dropped down to third position. That follows a defeat at Whitby Town on Saturday. Whitby Town incidentally followed that up on Tuesday night with a 1-1 draw against Lancaster City. Lancaster scoring a late equaliser in that game. That does put Whitby still on the fringes, but they're 10 points essentially behind the likes of Warrington Rylands, 10 points behind Hyde United, and they've got 3 games in hand on Rylands, 4 games in hand over Hyde. I'm missing out Macclesfield because Macclesfield themselves have got games in hand. So Whitby there, that's a crucial 3 points in particular against Hyde United because it does keep them within range with the games in hand that Whitby have got.
Yeah. Whitby Town stopping the 15-game run of Hyde United. Hyde United have been a very, very tough side in the last couple of weeks to try and get results out of. Whitby Town, 2 fantastic results, and that Lancaster one as well. Obviously, Lancaster didn't play on a Saturday afternoon, so fresh legs there. Lancaster are an on-form team at this moment.
Well, Lancaster, 3 points outside the playoffs forward Tuesday's draw.
So, obviously, we're well and truly in the playoff race at this moment, too.
Yeah, well, Whitby 4 points this past week and crucially getting games played as well at the Turnbull Ground, which I'm sure will be a big relief to everyone at the club too. So technically, 7 points outside the playoffs with a game in hand over Macclesfield. But like I said, 10 points behind Rylands with 3 games in hand, 10 points behind Hyde with 4 games in hand. They're 12 points behind Marine and also have 4 games in hand over Marine. So Whitby very much in play. Lancaster with that 1-0 draw, 3 points outside the playoffs. So they too are very much in play. What about Warrington Rylands? Obviously, as we went to last week, we had to move the show around ever so slightly with Michael Clegg departing Warrington Rylands and taking up a new position at Macclesfield. Rylands had to take on Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity taking full advantage, a 4-1 win for Gainsborough Trinity. That said, 3 of the goals for Gainsborough Trinity happened in the last 16 minutes or so. Declan Howe's goal was actually the 98th minute of the game. But Gainsborough Trinity there, it's 3 straight wins now in the league. So any talk that we might have had a few weeks ago, a Basford and Bradford Park Avenue going to catch Gainsborough, I think that's long gone now, isn't it, for Gainsborough?
Yeah, well and truly without one. So, a bit of a shock result though in the same time there, because obviously Rylands, even managers on the afternoon, Gainsborough Trinity, 3 on the bounce. they can join, have the same sort of luxury as what I was saying last week about Workington, Bamber, getting ready for next season. Just a side note as well for Warrington Rylands, we send our best regards to Adima Sidibe. Obviously, yeah. Left Warrington a few weeks ago, and get well soon to Sidibe there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Warrington Rylands still in the playoff position, so 4 points inside the playoffs, we should say. Macclesfield, their game with Atherton was postponed on Saturday, so they stay in fifth position. They stay in fifth position because Worksop Town were beaten 4-2 at home against Bamber Bridge. And we've mentioned this a few times, and, you know, Gainsborough have showed it, and Bamber Bridge have shown it. You don't really want to be taking on these comfortable mid-table sides in this back end of the season now, because Bamber Bridge, they're proving, you know, once the pressure's off and you're starting to think about next season, then you could beat the likes of Worksop Town 4-2.
Yeah, I mean, great performance on Bamber Bridge in that game as well. Obviously, the first strike of the afternoon, Carlin League, this is the one to watch on the social medias later on if you've not seen already. As you mentioned before, now the pressure's off them a little bit. They're playing the attacking football that we've seen from in the past, and they're getting back to that sort of mentality. So they're a team with nothing to lose at this moment in time. They're safe from relegation.
That being said, James, just to throw this out there, and I'll be saying the same thing to Craig Lynch at Morpeth in a second and Danny Granger at Workington. It's only 12 points. Stranger things have happened, and Bamber Bridge have got 11 games left, so maybe a late push. You never know. Bamber Bridge there with a fantastic win against Worksop Town. That sees Worksop Town remain just outside the playoffs, 1 point behind Macclesfield. Guiseley are also 1 point outside the playoffs. Guiseley were beaten by Stafford Rangers on Saturday by 2-1. Fantastic result for Stafford Rangers. That's two games unbeaten now, and when those two games are against Hyde and Guiseley, I've got to say, 4 points out of those two fixtures, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and you look at Stafford Rangers' results from that season, they've not gone on a two-game unbeaten run, sorry, more than a two-game unbeaten run all season. The results they've got against Hyde and Guiseley recently, and they're like sort of the top six, top seven, what a goal there at this moment in time. And with Bayswood United not having a fixture this weekend and Bradford's results, it puts a lot of pressure on the teams around them at this moment in time too. Don't forget, obviously, Abbott and Colliers with the three games in hand at the moment. That bottom four is starting to get a lot more interesting.
Yeah, well, Stafford Rangers now, as a result of that win on Saturday against Guiseley, are now same number of points as Bradford Park Avenue, and they've got a game in hand over the West Yorkshire side. And they're 3 points behind Basford United as well. And Stafford also have a game in hand over Basford. And Atherton Colls, they're 5 points behind Basford United, but do have three games in hand over Basford, three games in hand over Bradford Park Avenue, two games in hand over Stafford. So it is awfully, awfully close. What about the battle in mid-table land? Because there's been a couple of matches this past week as well involving mid-table sides. Firstly, Morpeth Town with a 3-0 win over FC United. Two first-half penalties for Morpeth Town in this one, and FC United going down to 10 men in the second half saw Morpeth Town take all 3 points. They're now in the 38-point club alongside Bamber Bridge, Workington and Gainsborough Trinity.
Yeah, and obviously first winning 5-4, Morpeth Town just keeps them nice and safe in the mid-table at this moment.
Yeah, and going back to what I said earlier about Bamber Bridge, just 12 points from the playoffs. I'm throwing that out there just to keep the excitement going for most of the teams in the league. But Morpeth Town now part of that mid-table pack on 38 points in the middle of the league table. Let's hear now from the manager at Craig Park, and it's a big welcome back to the show, to Craig Lynch. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. Vitally important 3 points, that, and a handy 3 points on Saturday. I mean, how was your game against FC?
Yeah, it was eventful, to say the least. The referee was... Look, he's to the letter, and the law states nowadays about dissent and cards and fouls and wasting time as yellow cards, and that's the way he runs his games. And we've had him a couple of times, and we've had two penalties in the first half. One was Stonewall, one was... You don't see them given very often, but it probably was a penalty. And then down the other end, FC could have had a penalty, and then again, either way. So 2-0 at half-time through two penalties, which you don't see often. And then the third goal, again, was a dubious one. It was a little bit of a pullback, which, again, you just see the referee blow his whistle and give free kicks for, but he didn't deem it too harsh, so he played on, and Huckett's killed the game off, and then the FC keeper's got a red card in the process after. But like you said, it was a massive 3 points to us. We'd been on a bad run. Obviously, I'd been on the week before we played Ashton and said, I hope we don't get any suspensions or injuries, and I've jinxed ourselves, because since then, we've been on a run of four or five lads missing every week, and it unfortunately, was the defenders. So I think we had a different back five or back four for the four games, which doesn't help. And we've conceded a lot of goals, which were just unfortunate errors and mistakes, which nobody goes out to make, but it happened. So we knew we had to get it right on Saturday, and we went through it to the letter, and the lads were brilliant. And it was a great win for us going into the hard game against Radcliffe away on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll come to the Radcliffe game in a second. But as a result of that, there's a group of mid-table sides who've been way above the relegation places points-wise. But that kind of taking yourselves to 38 points now, I think that's that side of things is done. I mean, it's 17 points to the relegation places. But 12 to the playoffs is so.
Yeah, it's a funny one, yes. Isn't it? You look, it's human nature, isn't it? You look down first to think, right, are we going to be okay? And like you said, 17 points. It would have to be something miraculous for us to go down now, I think. But look, you never know. It's football. We want a good run. We lost four in a row. You never know. The teams below could go on a good run and wins. We've just got to, like you said, look up. We're closer to the playoffs when we had a relegation. I think for us, it's just this season, we wanted 50 points. We got 49 last year. I know we still count them mass games. We played them, we beat them twice, and we want to do a 42-game season, although in the history books, it'll be null and void. But we need two more wins to get to our 50-point marker. And that's the aim, really, 50 points. It means we've done better than last season. And like I keep banging on about when I speak to you, we're trying to make the club more sustainable, try and move it forward in the right direction on and off the pitch. And that'll be two wins out of 10 games. I hope we can manage that from what I've seen Saturday. We should be able to, but that's the aim we're looking for. And anything a plus from that, then brilliant. But you can only try and do better than what you've done last season, and 50 points would better that for us.
And with that regard, because obviously, like you say, I mean, it is 12 points to the playoffs, and stranger things have happened in this league. But does that make yourselves and the teams around you also on 38 points a bit dangerous? Because we've seen it with Bamber Bridge. I mean, beating Worksop Town away from home, and Gainsborough beating Warrington Rylands. We are entering silly season now, where all kinds of results can happen in this league, and form does go out the window.
Yeah, I think so, and I think as well as it's a strange time, because there's been a lot of games called off, whereas we've been very fortunate. We've not had many. We've been Saturday from probably November onwards. Really, I think might be wrong, but I think Radcliffe might have been our last Tuesday game. So there's teams who will be playing Tuesday, Saturdays, and we've got recovery time, which is well needed for us at this point. So you never know. You get a team on a Saturday after you played a hard game on a Tuesday, it might give you a bit of a physical edge, mental edge. But we just got to keep trying to do our best. Look, no, it doesn't matter where you are in the league. We probably mid-table, hopefully push on. But I'm not lying down for anyone. Redcliffe, champions elect, really, at the point. Jono and Burnham might not say that. But we are. But we're not going to go there and roll over for them. We've had two great games against them this season, finishing 3-2 to either team. So, look, it doesn't matter if it gets to the last game of the season and Stafford are playing for something and we're not. We still want to beat everyone. Every team does. It's a Saturday. This is what you're looking forward to all week. So, strange things happen. We've just got to make sure that we're in a comfortable position and we're trying to look upwards and not downwards.
And is that weird for a manager like yourself? Because this has been like, you know, every season can be a stressful one, can be thrilling, exciting, can be anger-inducing and that kind of thing. But you are in this remarkable position now where it's, like you say, Saturday, 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 all the way through towards the end of the season. You can kind of enjoy yourselves. And, you know, that does pose challenges as well for the teams above you in the league table. So what's your target now, if I can ask you that, about what's possible with, because you mentioned the 50 point mark and that kind of thing is that very much is on the agenda, it looks like.
Yeah, I think I just want to do better than I did last season, and if we get one more point than last season, then brilliant. That means that we've had a stronger year. And although, I mean, we look back last year and I still kind of believe we only stayed up by 3 points. I just didn't feel as, I probably felt a bit more pressure this year when we won a four. We lost six in a row last year, and when we lost four this year, I was thinking, we need to break this. We knew what we went through last year, but like every week it was a different challenge, but I didn't want to get to five knowing that I played Radcliffe away on the Saturday to make it six again. So we were just trying to find ways in which to break that, to break the cycle. And look, it'd be nice to get to a point of a season where relegation's off the cards and we mathematically safe, because then I'd probably enjoy it. But like you said, all the words you used, all the adjectives you used there to talk about the season, that's how I feel. It's all of them emotions you get. It's people just see 3 to 5 o'clock on a Saturday, but ask any manager, that's the good bit for us, because the stuff away from it, it's a full-time job without being a full-time job. But look, we all do it because we love it, and we right invested in it, and that's why I'm here for. I've just listened to Renault, Cleggy and Jono's podcast we did on IR Trials, and you see what they put into it, and you see that I want to be as good as them, if not better than them. So it gives you a little bit of a boost and makes you think, right, I need to roll my sleeves up. I probably need to do more. And I think that's what everyone does in the league. Like, I speak to Cunny at Ashton a lot, and everyone wants to do as well as they can and move up the ladder. So we'll still be doing that all the way through to the end of the season.
And the interesting thing is as well, I mean, we mentioned the Radcliffe game, but in this closing 10 matches or so of the league season, you've got Lancaster, you've got Macclesfield, you've got Rylands, you've got Whitby, you've got Marine, you've got Worksop, you've got Ilkeston, all there or thereabouts in the playoffs. So I'm gonna throw this out there now, Craig, and you can bat it away as you see fit, but it's kind of in your own hands, if I could throw that out there.
I was looking forward to the end of the season until you said them teams. But no, look, it's a great league. You see how close it is mid-table. So, like you said, 3 points last Saturday was massive, because that could have created a little bit of a gap from us from where we could have been to where the mid-table is. So it keeps us in the round there. We've got big teams. If we're still in, if we're ticking off the teams, we're getting wins. If not, we probably just want to be party spoilers and make it difficult for teams that are trying to get in the playoffs. But it doesn't matter who we play. We won 3 points at the end of the day. That's the feeling on Saturday was great. I love it. Look, we love it. 3 points, clean sheet was perfect at home. But Radcliffe on Saturday, it's going to be a massive challenge. But look, we've come off the back of a good win. We knew what we did well on Saturday, so we've got to go there and do our best to try and replicate that again.
And just a closing question, Craig, just about those games that are coming up. Radcliffe this weekend at Stater Park, obviously, and then, you know, into Atherton Coles and Lancaster and that kind of thing towards the end of the season. How much are you looking forward to it, and, you know, what's possible? Because there's some big games coming up for the club, isn't there? So how much are you looking forward to getting towards that 50-point mark?
Yeah, great. The sooner the better for us to get there. But it's great. We've got Radcliffe, who are top of the table on Saturday, vying for points to win the league, and then the week after we'd home to Atherton, who were vying for points to stay in the league. And we want to make sure we turn up and give ourselves a good account. Atherton away, we didn't. We probably let ourselves down a bit, and truth be told, and there's not many times I could say that, really. So when we come here next week, we've got to make sure we up for it, we put on a show, because I think that's what we deserve. But look, it's great, isn't it? The season's great. I think once you get the February, March time, and you've got 10 games left, and you think, how are we here already? We played 32, because yes, again, I go on about, we played Mass twice, but we played 32 games, we've got 10 left, and like you said, it would be great to get to a point where, I know we're 17 points above, but we take nothing for granted, where we're mathematically safe whenever that is, and we might have 3 or 4 games to enjoy, whereas the last season we was trying to stay up, and the season before we got to a point of the bank holiday week where we could still get in the playoffs. So this could be another completely different season that probably sums me up in my short time as a manager, where it's just completely different each year. So look, it's going to be great. It's really enjoyable. Like I said, this is why I do it for. This is why everyone does it for. So whatever happens, it's after 42 game season, the league table doesn't lie. So I'll be looking forward to the last game of the season, but we're looking forward to each game up until then.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Craig Lynch, manager of Morpeth Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you very much, Ben. Thank you.
Morpeth Town manager Craig Lynch there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And last results from last week, and it's another match from mid-table land, and Workington took all the points on the west coast of Cumbria. 2-1 win over Matlock Town. Workington joining Gainsborough, Morpeth and Bamber Bridge on 38 points. Matlock Town might have to wait another week for them to make that 38 points. But Workington, 12 points from the playoffs.
Yeah, and more importantly, well, 3 main points for that game as well. First of all, David Simonson, now top goal scorer in the league. Big changes this week, Danny Granger announcing that he's going to be stepping down at the end of the season from Workington, and for the Matlock Town chairman, he's going to be calling it a day once the final ball's kicked for the campaign. So both sides want to end the campaign on a high.
Yes, well, a good result for Workington on Saturday. And as I said, that sees them on to 38 points, 12 points on the playoffs with nine games remaining. Let's hear now from the manager at Borough Park. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Danny Granger. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. Just before we talk about the Matlock victory at the weekend, obviously big news this week with your announcement that you're going to be stepping down at the end of the season. Achieved a great deal in this latest stint at the club. I mean, how have you come to this decision?
Yeah, I just think it's the right time for me personally. I think, obviously, I've nothing lined up on, nothing to walk into yet, but I just think this is probably the right time for me to step away and probably seek a new challenge and see where we go from there. Hopefully the phone rings. If it doesn't, I'm okay with that. That's football, do you know what I mean? I've got to stick by my decisions. I've been a person who's lived with no regrets. I retired early from professional football at the sort of the age of 32, and a lot of people question me whether they thought I was doing it too soon and that side of it. But for me, look, it's a time that I think that now is the right time for me to step away and let the club seek the next manager. I could have quite easily sat till the end of the season, but I don't want to leave the club in sort of limbo and chasing the tails, because all being catastrophic finish the end of the season, we should be in the NPL Premier next year. And what I don't want them is to do is to go and have to start chasing their tails and playing catch up. I want them to be ahead of the game. That gives them the best opportunity to be successful next year again.
Yeah, and when it comes to, I mean, we'll cover off in a second as well as the Matlock game, just about how, I mean, 17 points above that relegation zone, but just 12 points from the playoffs. So there's still some twists and turns yet, I'm imagining. So we'll cover that off. But when you look back now about the last couple of seasons or so and what's been achieved, you've achieved a great deal, because obviously promotion, and this does feel like a very good, satisfactory, stabilising season as well at step three. So you must be proud of that side of things.
Yeah, I am. And I think, obviously, the first day when I took over in my first stint, I said that if the day comes when I walk away or I have to take a step away, as much as achievement as promotion is, have I left the club in a better place than when I took over? And I do feel I have. And that's not just me. That's the players, the staff, the volunteers, the board members, the fans, everybody that's been involved over the last 4 or 5 seasons. We've put the club, in my eyes, in a better place than what it was when the day I took over. So that, to me, is a huge success, as well as, obviously, the promotion. And then, obviously, as you say, they're stabilising in a very, very tough league with lots of ups and downs for us this season. So we've had to deal with a lot of things this year, with players retiring, an absolute crazy injury list, assistant managers moving on. We've dealt with a lot this season, and the boys have been absolutely tremendous, and they've rose to the occasion. And like you say, to be 17 points clear of relegation, people can still say that we're sort of in that mix of that we could potentially be dragged in. Well, if that's the case, we're only 12 points from the playoffs, we could potentially be dragged into that as well. So for me, we've just got to stay positive. I think if we can go and achieve a top half finish this season, that's been a fantastic achievement from everybody inside the club to go and do that in our first season back.
I mean, that's the thing about this league, isn't it? Because you could argue, oh, you're 14th, lower half of the table, but you're part of a group of teams on 38 points, who Matlock on 35, Gainsborough on 38, Bamber Bridge on 38. They all made the playoffs last season. So when you compare it to that side of things, it's been a very good year.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you look at the league, it's obviously got stronger. I mean, to come up and do what we're sort of doing, putting ourselves in a great position to stay in the league, all you have to do, and this is no disrespect to Bradford Park Avenue, they've come down from the Conference North and have found themselves right in the mix of getting relegated again. So it's not a foregone conclusion who's going to win promotion, who's going to finish in the playoffs, who's going to get relegated. But we've given ourselves the best opportunity to stay in this division this year. Now, me personally, I'm never happy just being someone who's going to be okay with staying in a division. I want to go and push. I want to kick on and try and help in the mix for a promotion. And that, for me, obviously, I look at it, yes, we've been successful this season, but I still do think we've probably underachieved, because we've been so close in a lot of games where we could have quite easily taken 3 points when we've taken one or even none. And there's not many games this season where I've looked at and thought, yeah, we've probably workshop at home with 3-1 down going into added time and we end up nicking a draw. Probably, if I'm being honest, we've got away with one that night and come away with a point when we probably didn't deserve anything. There's other games where we've come away with nothing and deserve 3 points. So, look, I'm pleased with that side of it. But as a personal point of view from me, I do feel that this is a season that probably could have gone a lot better, but we've had to deal with a lot of things from the start of the season till now.
But there's still 9 games left of the season, and like we said, you're only 12 points from the playoffs, and stranger things have happened, and that takes us to the Matlock win, and obviously getting back to winning ways. But we do have to mention David Symington as well, who's been scoring plenty of goals this year. I mean, he's had a great campaign, hasn't he?
He has. His returns has been unbelievable. And there's been a lot of games in there that he probably knows himself. He probably could have had another 7-8 goals this season. He could have had another 2 or 3 on Saturday himself. And let's say the performance levels that we expect from Dav, to be honest with you, I probably haven't been at the top of his list this season, but his returns has been unbelievable. And sometimes that's what you need. You need someone just to stick the ball in the back of the net. And at times I've probably kept him on for that moment rather than taking him off due to a bad performance, because everyone knows that in one moment Dav can change the game, and he's been absolutely unbelievable in front of goal this year. And like I say, he'll be hunting down trying to finish the top goal scorer this year, and what a fantastic achievement that would be for him personally. But I know him well, obviously, and I know that if he could hand all them back and get us up into where on the playoffs, he would do it in a heartbeat.
And with that regard, this closing couple of months of the season, we've seen it already with, you know, Bamber Bridge beating Worksop Town, for example, and Gainsborough beating Warrington Rylands. We are entering that stage of the season now where form does go out the window, and it's just about how the teams are feeling in a lot of ways, if the pressure's on or if the pressure's off. You've got the likes of Hyde United coming up, you've got Worksop Town, you've got Marine, you've got Macclesfield, you've got Geisler. So what's your thoughts on it? I mean, do you dare to dream kind of thing, and you know, what's possible in this closing couple of months?
Look, there's no doubt about it. There's always, in every league, there's always that one team that seems to pick a lot of momentum up between sort of this time and the end of the season. And I've challenged the players to go and push and see what we can do in these last 9 games. And look, it's a massive, massive ask for us to be involved in that playoff hunt, but we've just got to keep churning away and putting results together. I've been really pleased with performances, bar the Bradford Park Avenue at home. We've been excellent. I mean, we went to Lancaster and we could have comfortably come out of there with a 3 or a 4-1 victory had decisions gone our way. The borderline decisions went in Lancaster's favour on that day. We had 2 goals that were chalk, 3 goals that were offside, and 2 of them were onside. So, like I say, just them little bits of luck. But we also know when you get to this time, them teams you're talking about there who are right within the playoff mix, that was us last year in the NPL West. And it does get a little bit nervy at times when you're just trying to get over the line and make sure that you're there and you get the job done. The odd result comes and all of a sudden we had it at Northwich, we had it at Widnes, 2 teams that were right down the bottom, and we ended up dropping points there to sort of stop us from getting higher in the playoff positions. Obviously, delighted to say it never affected us because we ended up with 2 home games anyway. So, but again, we've just got to go and make sure that every week now that we go and put in the performances that I know we can do. And I'm a big believer in trusting the process. I've always trusted the process in that I think if we can get performances, results will follow. And lo and behold, we're starting now, hopefully, to start and see our rewards for that over the season.
And obviously it all starts this weekend with maybe gathering that kind of momentum off the back of the Matlock performance, FC United this weekend, and then into that run of games that I've already spoke about. And just a closing question, Daddy, just about this run of games, how much you're looking forward to it and what's possible in this closing couple of months?
Yeah, I can't wait. I think obviously this is the business end of the season, and what I've kind of said is that we're in that little area at the moment that's kind of in the limbo where you shouldn't really get relegated, you shouldn't really be pushing for the playoffs, but anybody goes and puts some results together now, you can find yourself right in the mix. And for me, it starts this weekend again. We try and back up last weekend's performance and result with a tough trip to FC, because obviously I've got a massive respect for Neil there and everything he's done, and we know it's not going to be an easy game, but it's 2 good footballing teams. And once we get through that, we then start looking at the next batch of games and making sure that we keep churning out performances. And if we get the performances, I'm confident that we'll turn them performances into more positive results like we're getting at the moment.
Well, Danny Granger, manager of Workington, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Niall. Thank you very much.
Danny Granger there, manager of Workington, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's all the results from last weekend. Fingers crossed for all of this weekend's matches. We will be hearing from Luke Edwards at 26-0 shortly with a fixture preview. But just before that next segment of the show, let's have a little catch up with James for the social media channels, because fingers crossed there's not many pitch inspections this weekend, James. If there are, where could people go? But where could people go to keep across all the matches that will be taking place as well on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock onwards?
Yeah, so on X, well, we know on Twitter, it's Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, for the Northern Premier League, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show, and we'll catch up again next week.
No, it's been, thank you very much.
Well, a big thank you to James for joining us on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future, and we're talking the first games, the first weekend of matches of March 2024. I think we can officially say we're now in the running, and it's a big welcome back to the show now to preview all of this weekend's fixtures. 26-0's very own Mr. Luke Edwards returns. Luke, how are you?
Hello, Ben. Yeah, looking forward to the business end of the season.
Absolutely, and for 26-0, obviously, you're right in the thick of it. Hyde United currently sitting third in the league table. A right tussle going on for those playoff places. And we'll return to Hyde United in a second and that derby match with Atherton Coles this weekend. But before that, we do need to start with the league leaders. Radcliffe, 16 points clear up at the top of the table. Almost eye-watering, isn't it, at this stage? They take on Morpeth Town this weekend. Word from Craig Lynch earlier. Morpeth Town are in an interesting situation. 10 games left, 12 points from the playoffs. Is it still on for them?
I don't think so. Although they did end that run last week against FC United, albeit there was two penalties in there. So,
and a sending off. Don't forget the sending
and
off.
Yeah. But obviously, you were at the game, Ben. So obviously, I don't know whether that kind of masked it a little bit in terms of chances created. But I mean, Radcliffe are flying, aren't they? You know what you're going to get with Radcliffe. And despite Morpeth winning last week, it'll be too much of an ask for them, I think.
Well, that's Radcliffe taking on Morpeth Town this weekend, first hosting 13th. What about this playoff race then? Let's go to the next game, which I think is probably game of the weekend. It's a mammoth game.
Yeah.
Macclesfield in fifth, 5 points behind. Marine in second. Marine 6 points inside the playoffs. Macclesfield just 1 point inside the playoffs. But crucially, interestingly, Macclesfield have got 3 games in hand over Marine. Mm. This is a big game. Big game for Michael Clegg as well, of course.
Yeah, well, I wrote down in my notes game of the day. So there we go. but yeah, Cleggie's debut, of course. Mac on a really good run. You feel Cleggie's... he's just going to take up the baton and take them on. A different style of play, I think, to what they've been used to. So that'll be interesting to see how they cope with that, because he's got players who he likes to have with him, doesn't he? He likes to build a team spirit. He likes bringing players he knows and build up that way. So that'll be the one sort of question mark against him, really. Can he work with the players that they've got there? As you mentioned, they've got games to catch up on, plus the FA Trophy. Mm-hmm. They've got Colville in that one, which you'd expect them to win. They're at home as well. And I know Alex Bruce was speaking on Five Live the other week saying the club want to get to Wembley. So that could be a distraction, especially if they get to the semi-finals, which will be two legs. Marine, on the other hand, they can't seem to beat the teams around them. They've got not a great record against teams in the playoff positions. The only team that they've beaten recently around them is Worksop. So they either tend to draw or lose. With it being away as well, this is a really big test for them. So I can only see Mac winning.
Well, that would be a big result, certainly. And also the fact Warrington Rylands, this is their weekend off because of the situation with Mask. Mm. And Hyde United, therefore, in third position, they take on Atherton Coles this weekend, knowing that Marine and Macclesfield, one of them or both of them, will be dropping points and Rylands aren't playing. Hyde United, 2 points behind Marine and 3 points ahead of Macclesfield, 4 points inside the playoffs. What's your thoughts on this game against Atherton Coles? Atherton Coles obviously had the week off due to postponements, but very much involved with this fight for survival down the bottom end.
Yeah, I mean, it was fortunately for Hyde, results went their way last week with that defeat, which they shouldn't have lost, but we won't get onto that. But it's one of those, I mean, in a way, Ben, I don't know why we do this, because it's really hard to predict, because you look at it and go, on paper, Hyde should be beating Atherton. The last home game they had Stafford who hadn't scored in 2024,
yeah,
and not got a win, and yet Stafford came and played really well. Atherton are one of those teams where they either go 3-0 up and then nearly lose, or they go 4-0 down and nearly get a draw. They're very entertaining, aren't they? So
yes.
You'd expect Hyde to win, but it's one of those where you're at that stage of the season where Atherton are fighting for everything. Heidel, hopefully, trying to erase memories of last year where they had a drop off about March time. So it is a big game. It's not going to be easy. And I don't want to predict it. I think Hyde will win, but it's going to be hard. It's not going to be like it was maybe 2 months ago where you'd expect with Hyde scoring goals and you think, well, they might score 4 or 5. I think at this stage of the season, you take a 1-0.
And obviously, we'll plug that fixture in at the end and the 26-0 coverage. And because it's a home game, I'm assuming Berkey might be there as well, which obviously is...
Well, it'd be nice, Ben. I mean, I haven't seen him since the Bradford Park Avenue game. And
you mean he didn't go up to the Turnbull Ground?
No.
Oh, that's a surprise.
He said he had a gig on.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So he couldn't go. Yeah. But also, Ben, I bought him a drink after the Bradford Park Avenue game. So it's obviously his turn to buy the drinks, but I've not seen him since.
Berkey's bought me a drink once, from memory, I think.
A few years ago, was it?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But anyway, back to this. We'll plug 26-0's coverage shortly for that game against Atherton Colts. But we mentioned Marine against Macclesfield being game of the day. Oh, you know what? Guysley v Worksop, that might be the hipster MPL show game of the day because 6th travelling to 7th, both teams on 49 points. It's a big game for Worksop because they played a game more than Guysley. It's a big game for both clubs, though, because they need to get back to winning ways, really, don't they, after last week?
Yeah, by Worksop's recent standard, this is a bit of a wobble for them, isn't it? I know Craig Parry said last week it was the worst performance since his time at the club. And Guysley's similar in their lack of consistency, aren't they? So Guysley haven't been great at home until the last home game when they beat Morpeth. They'll have expected to have beaten Stafford or at least got something off Stafford last week and lost. So, yeah, I think... if you're going to swing it one way, you're probably looking at Worksop as in you're more likely to get a reaction from Worksop maybe, whereas Guysley, they've still got a lot of Paul Phillips' players. Andy Welsh is trying to implement a different style, so it's kind of a bit up and down for them at the minute. So it's a really tough one to predict.
Well, that's Guysley hosting Worksop Town. What about Lancaster City? They find themselves 3 points outside the playoffs. And I have to say, I think Lancaster City are flying under the radar massively at the moment. They're there, very much in contention for that playoff spot. Taking on Basford United this weekend. Basford 3 points above the relegation places. This is a big game with everything that's been going on at Greenwich Avenue for the last week or so with James Jepson departing the club. Big game for both sides, really. Crucial.
Yeah, I think everyone thought Lancaster were going to fall apart a bit when Mark Fell left. I think they thought the squad was going to be decimated. There's only two or three that are really left. So they've kept that squad together, which is why they're still doing well, really. I mean, we went up there and beat them 4-0, and it was the game after Mark Fell had left. So it was all a bit still up in the air. So it was a good time for Hyde to go there. Since then, Lancaster have picked up. They got a good point at Whitby in midweek. They're unbeaten in 5. They've only lost 2 of the last 9, and they're really strong at home. And as you mentioned, Basford, who play well at home, they're good at home. I think if they're going to stay up, that's what will keep them up. But away from home, they've only picked up 6 points in 15 games. So you've got to say that's a home win. But like I say, knowing this league, Ben, you wouldn't be surprised if you saw Lancaster nil Basford 3 tomorrow, would you? Well, you would be, but you'd be like going, well, to be fair, yeah.
That's the league. That's what I'd say. Yeah. But yes, Lancaster taking on Basford United this weekend at the Giant Axe. What about Whitby Town? Whitby Town 4 points this past week, but crucially getting games played as well. They're travelling to Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday. Gainsborough, like we mentioned earlier with Morpeth, 12 points from the playoffs and got a couple of games in hand on the likes of Hyde United and Marine and such. So, you know, not completely out of it, Gainsborough. But Whitby, speaking of games in hand, 10 points behind Rylands with 3 games in hand, 10 points behind Hyde with 4 games in hand. Obviously, they've got a game in hand on Macclesfield, but they're 7 points up the road. So Whitby are in play here.
Yeah, because Whitby haven't played games for a while, people have kind of forgotten about them a little bit. But I think you forget about them at your peril because they were impressive even at the start of the season. They beat Hyde last week. They were good. They're very solid. You know what you're going to get with Whitby. They're a good football inside as well. They're only one of two teams that won in the league at Hyde this season. I was really impressed with the way they played. They went down to 10 men, but they didn't just sit behind the ball. They just carried on attacking. They have games to catch up on. And a lot of people will say, like, that could be the factor for them in that it might, you know, they might run out of steam a little bit. But they dealt with a lot of games early in the season because they had that cup run, of course. They got to the first round and they were playing a lot of games then, and a lot of people thought they'd tire a little bit then. But they're so well drilled, as I say, they break quickly. You talk about Lancaster in games where I think Whitby are the ones to watch. You know, as in, if a team drops out of the playoffs, Whitby could be the ones to go into it.
Mm.
They're up against Gainsborough, though. They're on a good recent run, as you mentioned. Won the last three. I really rate Russ Wilcox as a manager as well.
Yeah.
And I think the key for them is to keep Declan Howe fit. He's a very good player. Reminds a bit of Jack Redshaw, really small, number 10, skillful, scores goals. So he can keep them climbing up as well. But I think playing away from home will suit Whitby at the minute because the pitch up at the Turnbull Ground isn't great. They've put a play out this week for a new pitch. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Whitby nick this one.
Well, that's Whitby travelling to Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday. What about Ashton United? They're taking on Matlock Town on Saturday at Causeway Lane in Derbyshire. Ashton United, they're a weird one at the moment to read, aren't they? 7 points from the playoff positions. They've got 12 games left, so they do have games in hand on some of the teams in and around those playoff positions. They've not lost that many games recently, but they've drawn a load, haven't they? And that's what's holding them back.
Well, they've only won one game in 2024 in the league, and that was against 10 man at Atherton Coles, won it at home. Their away form's really poor at the minute, and very good footballing side, a lot of experience, strong at set pieces. Something's missing for them currently at the minute. I don't know if Ashton, if it's too much for them to get in the playoffs now. You're looking at the teams above them, Ben, and you just feel that they could be a bit more consistent than Ashton, if that makes sense. I mean, Matlock are not much better in terms of recent form, and I get the impression from Matlock that they're just waiting for the season to finish, but Matlock are pretty strong at home.
Yes,
but the 17th in the home form guy, but recently they've been strong at home, certainly since like the turn of the year.
Fair enough. Well, Matlock obviously at home this week are taking on Ashton United. What about Bamber Bridge taking on Ilkeston Town? Ilkeston, 10 points outside the playoff positions. You know what I'm going to say about Bamber Bridge, because they're in that 38 point club at the moment, therefore 12 points from the playoffs. On a 2-game winning streak at the moment. Are they about to go on a little mazy run towards April?
I put this at the bottom of my notes, Ben, because it's 11th v 12th. I put it down as an end-season clash because I just think, 11th v 12th. I think, I don't know, do you almost look towards next season now and then go again next season? I said, again, because Bamber are in the Ashton boat in that, there's probably too much for them to do in terms of the teams you've got to get past.
Maybe. But both teams still mathematically possible of catching up to the playoffs. Although saying that, Ilkeston have only got 9 games left of the season. Bamber Bridge have got 11 games left. So, you never know. Also, in mid-table land at the moment, it's FC United taking on Workington, 17th hosting 14th. 5 points separates the two teams. FC 12 points above the relegation places, but have got 11 games left, including a few home games in the bank as well. Interesting one, this one. I think FC just need a couple of wins, don't they? And they can look forward to the summer break as well.
I thought you were going to say, can FC make a push for the playoffs?
No, I'm not that optimistic. But yeah, and the other thing to mention as well is obviously this is the first game for Workington since Danny Granger's announced he's departing the club at the end of the season. So interesting to see how they react.
Yeah, like I say, 14th v 17th, and ordinarily you go, well, FC 17th, they'll be looking over the shoulders. But they've got that buffer, haven't they, Ben? Mm. I think that's the big thing for them. And I think you're looking out of like three of the bottom four that are down there now. So FC have probably just got enough, haven't they? Both managers all just like to play football one way, don't they? It's almost pass, pass, pass. And when Workington played at Hyde, I almost said it's almost what FC United do when they come to Hyde. They play one way, but if they're losing, they'll just carry on to play that way and Hyde will sit in and just be happy to hit them on the break, which is exactly what Workington did. So, to be fair, Danny Granger, he came out a week before he announced he was leaving going, I'm not going to change the way I'm going to play. I'm just going to carry on playing that way. And Renault's the same, isn't he, Ben? Yeah. So it's going to be, even though there's kind of nothing riding on this, it's going to be a really entertaining game. I won't be surprised if you're seeing like a really high scoring, like another 4-4 or something.
Well, Workington, incidentally, I mean, we had Danny on earlier, but Workington, like Morpeth, like Bamber Bridge, like Gainsborough, 12 points from the playoffs. Workington, though, only have 9 games left of the season to close that gap. But should be a good game of football at Broadhurst Park on Saturday. FC United taking on Workington. And I've saved, I think, one of the most...
Ben, will the pitch be a factor in that, though? You know, especially after the heavy rain and the Rylands abandonment.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I've not seen it in over a week, so we'll wait and see on that front. I've not seen it in a fortnight, but you're quite right to bring it up. Do check social media channels before setting off to your game this weekend, dear listener. Pre-recording the preview this week on Thursday afternoon. Finally, big game. Save the most interesting one to last, I think, and the most crucial one to last. Bradford Park Avenue against Stafford Rangers. Both sides on 21 points. Both sides 3 points from safety at the moment. I mean, this is a seismic game, and Stafford Rangers will be buoyed very much by that win last week against Geisler. And to be honest, Bradford Park Avenue's form up until the Marine game was pretty good as well, to be fair. They were 3 games unbeaten, weren't they?
Yeah, Bradford PA can either be very good or very bad. Hyde beat them 5-0 about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then next week they went to Rylands and won. They've won at Mac. So it's weird how they've they'll either look, as I say, they'll be very good and win away at somewhere where you don't expect them to win. And then they'll get turned over at home by the likes of Atherton Coles. Stafford, as I mentioned earlier, they hadn't scored or won or picked up a point in 2024 until they drew at Hyde 2 weeks ago. Then they won last week against Geisley. I was really impressed with the way they set up. They've got Dave Cook there now, haven't they? Wily old Fox. And I saw his interview last week and he just seems like a calming head and exactly what they need. So I think Stafford will like playing. They like playing on 3G last week at Hyde. So it could suit them. Bradford will be at home. They want to come out. It's a massive game. And you just feel, will they cancel each other out in the end?
Well, that's a big game on Saturday. 4 games, incidentally, on Tuesday night as well. Ashton United taking on Lancaster City. That could be a really important game for Ashton United and Lancaster City, actually. Atherton Coles, they're taking on Geisler. FC taking on Warrington Rylands in that rearranged game after the abandonment a couple of weeks ago. And Whitby Town will be taking on Matlock Town. But those games on Tuesday. But Luke, just before you go, just a quick plug for Saturday's match at Ewan Fields, Hyde United taking on Atherton Coles. How could people tune in if they can't make the game in person?
Yeah, so you can listen on mixlr.com/26-0. Tune in, I'll be there. But whether Berkey will be, it's always a bit of a magical mystery as to whether he's going to be there or not. But I guess you're going to have to tune in to find out if he is there.
So many layers to why you should tune in on Saturday for that game. But Luke Edwards, Fun 26-0, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to do the fixture preview this week. Much appreciated. Have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, no worries. Cheers, Ben.
And a big thank you to Luke Edwards from 26-0 for joining us on this week's show. A big thanks to James Hayes and to Danny and to Craig for joining us on this week's show as well. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. And just a reminder, this show is pre-recorded. Please do check social media channels before setting off to your game this weekend. But that's it for this week's NPL show. You all have a lovely weekend and you'll be hearing from us again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.